आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य जी सेज इन वर्स नंबर 222, न अन्य अस्ति पंथा भववंद मुक्ते हे, न अन्य अस्ति, वेरी सिंपल हिंदी, आई होप यू अंडरस्टैंड, न अन्य अस्ति, देर इज नो अदर पाथ फॉर भव मुक्ति। व्हाट इज दैट पाथ? बिना स्वतत्व अवगमम, बिना, the path is you have to know your swatattva. What is that swatattva? Your own atman. Aisa nahi bolo I am going to search atman of other person. No, swa, your own atman, swatattva, atma avagamam. He mumukcho, O seeker of liberation, there is no other path. Aap is baat ko gaath bandh ke rakh lo, there is no other path except knowledge, and knowledge of your own true nature. Only and only that knowledge will give you liberation. Nothing else will give you. Okay, next verse.
Brahmabhinatva vijnanam.
Brahmabhinatva vijnanam
bhava mokshasya karanam येनाद्वितीयमानन्दम् ब्रह्म संपद्यते बुधैः ब्रह्माभिन्नत्वविज्ञानं भवमोक्षस्य कारणं येनाद्वितीयमानन्दं ब्रह्म संपद्यते बुधैः.
We have heard the Mahavakya Tattvamasi. Many Mahatma says the Tattvamasi is being shown here. In verse number 217, it was said, Jagrat Swapna Susupti Su Sputataram Yeasau Sam Ujjimbate Pratyag Rupataya Sada Aham Aham Iti Atyanta Iti Antaha Spuranti Ekada. That refers to your Atman, Sakshi. What is Tattvamasi? You are that. The you means what? That Atma Tattva. From the standpoint of consciousness, we are one and same. How do we prove? We prove that the Atman in me, Atman in Lord Krishna, and the Chit part or the Atman of Nirgun Nirakar is one and same. But with Upadhi, we all are different. He is Nirgun Nirakar without Upadhi. Lord Krishna has got a Upadhi, which is Satya Pradhan. Our Upadhi is Rajottama Gun Pradhan. So with Upadhi we are different. Without Upadhi we all are one and same. Tattvam Asi. So that Tvampad is said in verse number 217, that your Atman. Where is the Tatpad said? Tatpat said in verse number 221, Nityam, Vibhum, Sarvagatam, Susutmam, Antarbahi, Sunyam. These are all the quality of Brahman. So your Atman and Brahman, there is no difference. So Tat and Tvam is said. Now Asi is said in verse number 223. Bhava Mokchasya Karanam, the cause or the means for getting out of this Bhava Sansar is what? Brahma Abhinnatvam Vijnanam. Simple thing. Brahma Abhinna. Bhinna means different. If you are thinking your Atman is different from Brahma, that is not knowledge. Atman and Brahma is abhinna, not different. But that knowledge has to be vijnanam, not jnanam, not theoretical knowledge, not bookish knowledge. Aparocha anubhuti vise. It should be your own experience. It should become wisdom. Then it will happen. But many darshan, they don't accept. There are some darshan's philosophy which say Bhagwan hai nahi. There is no Bhagwan. There are other darshan and they have got different level. But no darshan says you are Brahman. There is no darshan in this world. They all have gone to different levels, but they have not reached to that level, you are Brahman. Except Advaita Vedanta says you are Brahman. And Advaita Vedanta will prove that you are Brahman. So our spiritual journey, many refute this also. There are many darshan refute it. But our spiritual journey starts with the astik bhava. Brahman is there. If you are nastik, journey will not start. Journey will not start. First, our all children, they question this thing. Bhagwan hai, dikhao. Look. The Nastik Bhav is there. We must start our journey with the Astik Bhav. It's there. Many people have got this confusion, whether the Brahman is there or not. Even Nachiketa asked Lord Yamaraj this question. Yeyam prete bichiksa manusya asti iti eke nayam asti iti cha eke. Some people say there is life after that. Atman is there. Some say no, it's not there. Oh Lord Death, you know better. Why? Because you are bringing jiva every day. What happens after that, you know. So I want to know, is there anything permanent in this world? Some people say, no, there is Brahman. Some say, no, there is no Brahman. I am confused. Please tell me. So all dharma except truth, all dharma except truth, they have given different name to that truth. There is no dispute in any dharma. Some will say it is Christ, some will say Allah, we will say it is Brahman. They all accept truth. But the names are different. And all of them are at the different levels. All are at different levels. Different darshans, they are at different levels. But Advaita alone says you are Brahman. If we say Brahman is different from me, let us understand it very clearly. If we say Brahman is different from me, then many fallacies will come. Very simple thing. Brahman is existence, consciousness, and bliss. Do you accept? If Brahman is existence and I am different from Brahman, then I am you know. Can you say you are not existing? No, you can't say. If Brahman is consciousness and I am different from consciousness, then I become achit. I become inert. Can we say we are be inert? A simple logic, you see. Very simple logic, but very far-reaching impact is there. I can't say I am not existence. I can't say I don't have chit. And many times we have said we have anand also. So vishesh gyan, what is vishesh gyan? I am Brahman is vishesh gyan. I am a living entity is a sadharan gyan. In general, everybody knows. Who are you? I am a living. Sadharan gyan. I am sentient being. General knowledge. But the vishesh knowledge, special knowledge is that we are Brahman. But to understand it, it requires pure mind. Pure mind will understand it. If the mind is impure, then it takes long, long time. And the sant, they all say, janam janam ki kai ek din mein na jai. The vasana is collected from millions of lives. You cannot remove it in one life. Understand also this. By karma and upasana, you will not get it. Many times we have seen earlier, Shankaracharya has also said, by karma you can go to higher loka. By upasana, you can go up to Devaloka or Brahmaloka also. Since the karma is limited, their food will be also unlimited. It will be limited. So you have to come back. By upasana, you have gone to Brahmaloka. The sukha in Brahmaloka is definitely higher from here. But you have to come back. If you are fit for knowledge, if you are mumukshu, then Brahmaji will give you knowledge. But if you are not mumukshu, you just want only to enjoy the sukh, higher degree of sukh in swarga or in the higher lok, mahajana tapasatyam, oh, you go and come back. So by karma and upasana, you cannot get it. And earlier also we have seen by karma what you can attain. three, four things you can do. Same thing. But the thing which you have already got, you don't need any karma to get it. It is praptasya prapti. It is praptasya prapti. Only knowledge is needed. So you will get immediate result. What is that? Yena advitiyam anandam brahma sampaddate budhai. One may ask, kya labh hoga? Batao pehle. Every day you are saying tattvamasi. Okay, if I understand, what will I get? He says, yena, by which, if you understand that, by which advitiyam, one without second, unparalleled, anandam, bliss. Brahma sampaddate budai. Budai means a wise person. Sampaddate means attains. He attains that. One without second, bliss of Brahman. This is result. We all want sukh. And this sukh is different. Advitiya ananda. We have not experienced that ananda here. Our ananda is what? Of different degrees. Priya mod and pramod ananda we have experienced. Not this ananda. Not this bliss. What are the qualities of this Brahmananda? Batao. Sarvatra, everywhere. It's not that pija khaya to anand hua then again gone. Sarvatra, everywhere. In India also, in America also, sarvatra. Sarvada, always. It's not temporary. Sarvada. Swatantra. Swatantra means it's not dependent on any object. Without object, we can be happy. Sarvada. Sarvatra. Anayas. For getting happiness from the objects of the world, we have to put in effort. But there is no effort needed to enjoy your own Atma Ananda. No effort needed. Anayas. And it is Chetan Ananda. What we are getting is the inert Ananda from the objects of the world. We think the object of the world has got Ananda. But really speaking, Asokji will prove there is no Ananda in the objects of the world. Kindle life. So that is the speciality of this Brahmananda. Upanishad also says this, Brahmavit apnoti param. Brahmavit, one who knows the Brahma, apnoti param, that supreme he attains. This is in Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati prashno upanishad. Prashno upanishad, Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati. He becomes one, Brahma. You don't become Brahma. You become Brahma. Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati. And every day we pray also, asato ma sad gamaya, tamso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityo ma amritam gamaya. Please lead me from asat to sat. From andhakar, from darkness to light, jyoti. And from mrityu to immortality. See? We pray, every day we pray. And Gurudev says, theoretical book knowledge is called jnanam, but a full subjective experience is called direct knowledge, vijnanam. It is not mediate knowledge, it is an immediate knowledge. It is called aparoksha anubhuti. It is not paroksha anubhuti. It is not understanding at the intellectual level. It is knowing the illuminator of your intellect. It is aparoksha anubhuti. The personal experience of one's identity with Brahman, the experience that the self in me is the self everywhere, is the cause for the liberation from the phenomenon of becoming. the experience of the merger of the life in me with the life universal alone can remove the bondage of transmigration. We at present have the knowledge, jnanam, that the life in us is the life manifesting everywhere. We know it from books. We have a vague intellectual appreciation of it. We can even convince others, but personal experience, vijnanam, is not there. Vijnanam is aparochanubhuti, after sravan. See, one thing you must also understand, the ignorance will go away only by sravan. Mahatma says, not by pathan. Pathan word is not there. I will read Vivek Churamani at home and I will understand it. It will not never happen. You have to do sravan. After that, you have to make that knowledge doubt-free, mananam. Then if you want to check it, verify it, then anubhuti, nididhyasan, contemplate, meditate and see. Go beyond five kosas, go beyond three bodies, you will find it. Brahman is the life spark in each one of us, is one without a second and is the nature of all bliss, a man of discriminative intellect. This is the qualification required. Discriminative. Why discriminative? Because you have to do nitya and anitya. That's all. Vivek is to be done. A man of discriminative intellect alone can realize his spiritual identity. A dreamer only when he wakes up can realize the non-dual one without a second waker in him. A bliss in duality is known to us all. Priyamod and Pramod, we all know. The bliss arising out of enjoyment of objects other than the sense pleasure is known to us all, but the bliss of realization is not because of any object. Not any object. It is swatantra. It's not dependent on any object. Next verse.
Brahma bhutastu samsrittai.
Brahma bhutastu samsrittai.
Vidvanavartate punah. Vidvanavartate punah. Vijnatavyamatasamyag. Vijnatavyamatasamyag. Brahma bhinnatvamatmanah. Brahma
bhinnatvamatmanah.
Brahma bhutastu samsritte vidvanavartate punah vijnatavyamatasamyag brahma bhinnatvamatmanah.
Result number one was that you will get advitiya ananda. Result number two, if you realize what will happen. And if one who doubts how moksha from samsara can arise from being Brahman, it is said. What is said? Brahma bhutah tu sansrittai vidvanana avartate punah. Brahma bhutah. Brahma bhutah means one who has become Brahma. That means a realize. Brahma bhut, a realize. Don't think he become ghost. Brahma bhut ho gaya ye. Brahma Bhuta means one who has realized the self, Brahma Bhuta. Tu indeed, sansrittai, world of transmigration, this sansar, sansaratiti sansar, continuously changes, vidwan, the realized one, na avartate, does not return punah again. So there is no question of taking a body after that. No question of rebirth. Why? Very simple. All vasana is gone. What is vasana? It is ajnan. Ajnan is removed by jnan. And you have got approach anubhuti. There is no question of coming back. Okay. This Brahma Bhut word has come in Gita 3 times. Brahma bhuto adhigacchati, He becomes one with the Brahman. He is liberated. Brahmabhut prasannatma na sochati na kanchati. One who becomes Brahman na sochati. Never grieves, na kanchati. Never desires anything. Vasana khatam ho gaya. Where from the desire will come? No desire can come. Sansritai vidwan na avartate punaha. Sansritai, word of transmigration. Sansritai vidwan na avartate. Person who is vidwan, a real eye, na avartate, never comes back, punaha, again. In Gita also we find, yat gatva anivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Yat gatva, after having reached there, na anivartante, you don't come back. In Chandogya Upanishad also it comes, na sa punaravartate, he never comes back also. There are many people who come to Vivek Churamani class one time. Na punaravartate. They don't come back. Na punaravartate. The seeker is well established in Brahman, therefore no coming back. Avartan word comes into Vishnu Sahasranam also. Avartano nivrittatma samvritta sampramardana. In Vishnu Sarasanam this also comes. See, many of our saints, by way of bhajan also they have seen. And one such great saint was Kabir Das in Nirgunpanti. So today you listen a bhajan of Kabir Das ji, and the words are very simple, you will be able to understand. Since we are at that level, you will be able to understand.
Amar vahadeshava, amar vahadeshava, jahan se aayo, jahan se aayo, jahan se aayo, जहाँ से आयो अमर वह देशवा पानी न पवन न धरती आकाशवा पानी न पवन न धरती आकाशवा चाँद न सूरज रैन दिवसवा चांदन सूरज रैन दिवसवा अमर वह देशवा अमर वह देशवा आदिशक्ति नहीं गौरी गणेशवा आदिशक्ति नहीं गौरी गणेशवा ब्रह्मा विष्णु महेश न शेषवा ब्रह्मा विष्णु महेश न शेषवा ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय शूद्र न वैशवा ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय शूद्र न वैशवा मुगल पठानन सैयदन सिखवायमर वह देशवा अमर वह देशवा योगी न जंगम मुनि जन वैष्णवा योगी न जंगम मुनि जन वैष्णवा आदिनांतन काल कलेशवा आदिनांतन काल कलेशवा कहत कबीर ले आयो संदेशवा कहत कबीर ले आयो संदेशवा चार शब्द यही चलो वही देशवाया मर वह देशवा अमर वह देश जहाँ से आयो जहाँ से आयो जहाँ से आयो जहाँ से आयो अमर वह देशवा अमर वह देशवा.
See how Kabir ji is describing very simple words. Amarva Desava. Desava means that state. We know 14 lokas. Now he is talking about that desh which is beyond 14 lokas. Amarva Desava. All these 14 lokas are not amar, not immortal, they are mortal. At the end of the Brahmaji's life, they all go into dissolution. Amarva Desava, jahan se ayo. Jahan Sayam is that Brahman. The source is Brahman. We have studied. Everything has come from Brahman only. Pani na pavan na dharti akasva. See the Vedant. From the Maya came all these five things. Akas. Akas, Agni, Akas, Vayu, Agni, Pani and Dharti. He is taking four. Pani na pavan na dharti na kasva. There is no fourth thing or five thing, pancha mahabhuta. Beyond five bhutas is there. Chand na suraj rain na divasva. There is no moon, there is no sun. Since there is no sun and moon, na din na rat, na rainava. See? We also chant na our Vaidikarti. Na natra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyut bhati kutum agni. Nothing is there. Adi Shakti nahi Gauri Ganeshwa. Adi Shakti Maya. That is not there. Gauri Ganeshwa. There is no Gauri, no Ganesh. Nothing is there. Ganeshwa. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh Naseshwa. Brahma nahi hai, Vishnu nahi hai, Mahesh nahi hai. And all other Seshwa, all other Devtas are not there. Talking about that state beyond 14 Lokas, Seshwa. Brahman, Kshatriya, Sudra, na Vaishyava. There is no Brahman, Kshatriya. It's all related to body only. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Vaishyava. Mughal, Pathan, Sayyad, na Sikhava. See? No Jati. Mughal, Pathan, Muslim and all. Sikh, nothing is there. Yogi, na Jangam, Munijan, Vaishnava. No Yogi. Ashtang Yogi. No? Then jangam munijan, jangam is moving, sthavar jangam, you know the sthavar, Himalayas sthavar, jangam munijan, moving munijan is not there, and Vaishnava, Vaishnavites also they are not there. Adi na ant na kala kaleshwa, there is no Adi, Brahman has got no Adi or no Ant, Adi na ant, kala, he is kalatit, beyond time, kaleshwa, there is no sorrow there. See, all the kaleshis are not in Brahman, not in Atman, it is in Anatma. So there is no kaleshava. Kahat Kabir le ayo sandeshava. Kabir Das is saying, he is giving sandesh by way of bhajan, whole Vedanta. What is that? Char sabde yahi chalo vahi deshava. Chalo vah deshava. That is your goal of life, you see. So simple and so profound meaning. Gita says, Abrahma Bhuvan Loka Punaravartanorjana Mabupetatu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Abrahma Loka, all 14 Loka, Punaravartan, you have to come back. Even if you attain by your karma and upasana, you will come back. But Mabupetya, if you come to me, there is no question of coming back. Even if you have to come back, he will come back with you. There is a story of Jaya and Vijay. Jaya and Vijay standing at the gate of Vishnu Loka. And they are Vishnu Bhakta. They are Chaturbhuja. Everybody Chaturbhuja is Vishnu Loka. Like in this Manushya Loka, everybody Dvibhuja. They are everybody Chaturbhuja. So one day Lakshmiji wanted, went outside and was coming home after shopping. And Narayanji was, you know, gents are generally not very much keenly interested in shopping. You know why? Because they don't want to spend. And wives, they will take purse and the card and chalo. And they spent, and she has come back. And Narayan was resting, and this Jai Vijay said, stop, Narayan is sleeping, you can't enter now. He got angry. Narayan is my husband. How can you stop me entering my own home? So after some time, she was allowed to go in, and she went and complained to Narayan. Bhagwan said, I can't take any action now. If I take action, people will criticize me that he is a patni bhakta. And at that time, he told that these people will again insult a Brahman and a Brahman will curse. He told Lakshmi, wait for that time. He has already made sankalp, this is going to happen. And after some time, this Sanat Kanandan, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, they came in and Jai Vijay again stopped. At that time, Jai Vijay cursed. Sanat Kumar cursed Jai Vijay. Why cursed? Sanat Sananda said, it is your Visham Sabhava. Visham Sabhav means you are seeing differences. You are not fit for Vishnu Loka. You are thinking we are different from Lord. We are Jnani. We are one with the Lord. There is no difference. Since you are seeing this difference, you have to go to Manushya Loka. Chalo. Cursed. Bhagwan is sitting inside, listening everything. Now he comes out after the curse is de diya usko. Story tells the ego can come at that level also. Even after becoming a Vishnu Bhakta, attaining Vishnu Lok also, this Vishnu Lok is nothing but Sat Lok. Brahmaji's Lok, Vishnu Lok, Saket, and all these are one only. For different devta, we give different names. Narayan comes outside now. And he said, whatever you have done, I second it. I confirm. They have to go down. And he prays to, Narayan is praying to this Brahman, that be pleased and allow them to come back quickly back to Vaikuntha. So they have to take three births. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, birth number one. And Lord has to come as a Varaha avatar and as a Narasimha avatar to take them back, to liberate them. Then came as a Ravan and Kumbhakaran. Lord has to, Vishnu Narayan has to come as a Rama avatar, took them. And in Krishna avatar, Sisupal and Dantabhakra. So for taking back Bhakta again to Vaikuntha, they took three births, Lord has to take four births. But one can fall from there also, and the cause of all was ego. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jeev. You come to the lower level. But Lord protects such people. Lord will protect definitely. One Mahatma said, you know, the story tells sometimes, you know, he's sitting, everybody is worshipping Narayan, Narayan, sab unki seva karte hain Vishnu Lok. So he's tired of that. Roj tulsi patta, roj mala, roj puja and all that. So sometimes he want to fight also. So for fight, whom will tell? He will tell his bhakta, oh, go down. I am coming there and I will fight. We will come back again. See? So we have to attain Brahman. We don't want to become Brahman or Brahma also. Our ultimate goal is to be one. Vigyatavyam atah samyak brahma abhinnatva atmanah. Vigyatam should be realized. I am not saying. Shankaracharya is saying vigyatam should be realized. Atah, therefore, samyak fully brahma abhinnatvam, identity with the Brahman, atmana of the self. The self and Brahman is one and same. We have to do it. Now, we have got our own plans. Shankaracharya's plan is different. Shankaracharya said you should understand and attain this in this life. Kena Upanishad says, Iha chet avedi tatha satyam asti, chet iha na avedi ti mahati vinasti. If you attain it, well and good. If you don't attain, mahati vinasti, you have lost an opportunity. Mahati vinasti. In other Upanishad it is said, Yova etadam aksharam gargi avitva asmat pritya sa kripana. O gargi, one who goes from this world without knowing the self is Kripana. Who is a Kripana? Kripana is a person who buys ghee, brings back at home, opens the lid, smells it, and closes it. That is Kripana. So one robber met a businessman, showed him revolver. Give me your wealth or I will take your life. Only two choices. Either you give me your wealth. He was Kripana, that businessman. He said, you take my life. You take my life, I am not going to tell you because my wealth is safe. You can never reach there. Kripana. What is the meaning of Kripana in Vedanta? Meaning of Kripana in Vedanta is then who has not done Sravan. Shravan of Shastra who has not done, we call him Kripana. Our goal should be to attain in this life. But the people have got their own plans. But the Mahatmas always say, don't give excuses. Don't give. Kyun nahi aaya Vivek Churi class mein? People will give different excuses. Mahatma said, don't give any excuse. You have become Kripana. Once Napoleon wanted to get into army. Napoleon was short, you all know, he was very short. And in army, if you want to enter, they will see your measurement, height, weight, chest, and all that. Check. And Napoleon knew that he will not get. He went to an astrologer. जरा देखो मेरा हाथ में है कि नहीं द एस्ट्रो सेड ओ यू डोंट हैव दैट रेखा इज नॉट देयर दैट लाइन इज नॉट देयर बोले वेयर दैट लाइन शुड बी सेड इट शुड बी हियर इट टेक आउट एंड कट इट नाउ द लाइन इज देयर ही सेड नोबडी कैन स्टॉप यू टू एंटर इनटू आर्मी दैट टाइप ऑफ कन्विक्शन वी शुड बी देयर. It is prapta se prapti, there is no question of failure here. And many times we have seen that it can be attained only in human form. And we are not sure whether we will get another human form or not. Gurudev writes, it is like a river which flows into the ocean and there becomes the ocean itself. When an individual realizes his identity with Brahman, the jeevahood, jeevabhutam becomes Brahmanhood, Brahmabhutam. Such an individual never returns to this world of birth and death. He does not come back to live in the world of time, the world of change. Even if he does, he knows that they are all in him, not he in them. Na tvaham tesu te mai, in Bhagavad Gita it is said. When he comes as a realized, everything is in me. Next.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Vishuddham param svatasiddham. Nityanandaikarasam pratyaga.
Nityanandaikarasam
pratyaga. Abhinnam nirantaram jayati.
Abhinnam nirantaram jayati.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, Vishuddham param svatasiddham, Nityanandaikarasam pratyaga, abhinnam nirantaram jayati.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, Vishuddham param svatasiddham. Satyam jnanam anantam. Like Satchidananda, we say Satyam Jnanam Anantam, it comes in Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. How is that? Visuddham. Not only Suddham, extremely pure. Param. Param means transcendental. Beyond 14 lokas. Param. Transcendental. Swata Siddham. Self-existing. Self-existing. So Brahman is existence, knowledge, infinite, transcendental, extremely pure, self-existing. So I exist, we don't need any other thing to prove that. Because it is self-existing or self-illuminating. You don't need any torch to see sun. Similarly, you don't need any instrument to prove or to know that tattva, that atma tattva. So this person has got now the knowledge, I am Brahman. He has followed Shankaracharya thoroughly. He has negated five kosas or three bodies and has come to that state. Nitya ananda ekarasam pratyak abhinnam nirantaram jayati. Nitya, now he is enjoying that nitya, eternal. Ananda, ekarasam, individual bliss, ekarasam, pratyak abhinnam, not different from oneself, not different from jiva, it's the same ananda we have got, nirantaram, ever, I always say sarvatra, sarvada, nirantaram, nirantaram ever, jayati, victorious. Eternal indivisible bliss, not different from jeep, with no differences within and without, it is ever victorious. It is Nityananda. Nityananda. It's not Bhojanananda. Sometimes you get good bhojan. Ah? Aaj prarabdha se achha khana mila hai. Bhojanananda. Or you say Saturday, Sunday ananda. Oh, it's holiday, Saturday, Sunday ananda. Weekend, chutti. It's not like that. Is different from that ananda. This tells us that our attention should be on self. What is the experience of that person will be explained in the next verse. What Gurudev writes, we should see that. What is this satyam, truth or existence? That which remains in the same in the three period of times, past, present and future, is called satyam. We know this difference, satya. What is asat? Just reverse of that, which is not there in three periods of time. What is mithya? Which stays in one period of time. There are many things which are neither sat nor asat. This word we cannot say sat or asat. Therefore we call it mithya. Knowledge, jnanam, that consciousness because of which all other knowledge are possible. This is knowledge itself, not knowledge of a thing. This chit is the illuminator of our intellect. Through intellect, we get the knowledge of all things. Physics, chemistry, biology, law, whatever it is, we get it through intellect. But who is illuminating this intellect? Is that chit. that jnanam, that knowledge, endless, anantam, endless because it is eternal and because it is truth, also endless because it is without any beginning, so it is absolute. How will you prove that knowledge, I mean that anand is infinite? Our experience is finite. We know only finite. And what is the source? Finite things. Either it is finite karma or finite object according to your understanding. But that is infinite. So therefore, that has to be infinite. Satyam jnanam anantam. Infinite. This is the Upanishadic definition of truth, truth, knowledge, absolute. That which is permanent and endless and functions in the intellect as a knowing principle is the supreme reality. It serves only as one blazing consciousness at all times. Visuddham, extremely pure, transcending all matter vestures, a thing is said to be pure or dirt-free only when there is no other thing in it than itself. In its subjective application, the term comes to mean a person without vasana. What is our impurity? Vasana. What is this vasana? Likes and dislikes, tendencies, impressions, or our sat ripu. Kama, krodha, lobha, mad, matsarya, moha, all this thing is our vasana. Param, param means is beyond maya, meaning it transcends the BMI. When the BMI is transcended, there is naturally no PFT and hence no ET. Also, what remains is pure, infinite consciousness alone, one without a second. When we transcend our five kosas or three bodies, what will remain? That Atman will remain. You can negate Anatma, but you can never negate Atman. You cannot destroy Atman. You can destroy Anatman. You can destroy your gross body. You cannot destroy even your subtle body and causal body. Even if you destroy your gross body, subtle body will come out. Guided by your causal body, will take another thing. You will remain suspended for some time without a body, suffering. And the classic example is in Bhagavatam. What was his name? Dundakari. Dundakari. Dundakari was murdered by his five wives. And he was suffering without body. He requested his brother Gokarn, help me. And Gokarn took the advice of all Pandit. Ultimately, he prayed to Surya Devta, how can he be liberated? Surya Devta said, Bhagavatam karo. And with the Bhagavatam, he was liberated. The bliss arising out of sense context cannot be bliss unless the enjoyer is conscious of it. This bliss that we ordinarily experience in the midst of the object is not of one homogeneous nature, ekaras. It is of varying intensities. Varying intensities? Priya mod parmo. The bliss of Brahman is of one essence. It is one continuous experience of unbroken eternal bliss. So after realizing that, what will be your experience, how the Jivan Mukta will express it, is in the next verse, which we'll take in our next class.
Purnasya, Purnamadaya,
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः